It's the Sean Clixner Show.
All right. Clap it up and welcome. Let's do it. Hello there. Yeah, we need that intro, son. We need to get that going live. Oh, we had a little mishap here on the live stream, but that's okay. We are live. We are ready to go. Hello to everybody. Thank you for joining me tonight. I am your host. I am Sean Clixner. And what's your name? Everybody just say it at once into your radio, into your systems, so I can hear it properly. All right, there we go. Had a little snafu, but now I know all of you. So welcome to the show. And if this is your first time joining us, sometimes we've got just some regular listeners who leave us open mics before the show even begins. And, you know, we got John, and this guy who left us this open mic, he once called us and then fell asleep on the line before we even got to him. He was snoring into the phone.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is John from Orlando.
First of all, he sounds like a guy who would fall asleep when he calls you.
Yeah, talking right at the gas station at Sitco.
Is that gas station?
On Old Winnegon Road.
Don't tell people where you're at, John.
I'm hosting your host.
What? What does that even mean?
And now here's your host.
What is wrong with this guy?
Oh, the Sean Clixner Show.
Yeah, we get it.
Here's Shawnee.
You make me want to punch myself in the face. All right, here's somebody I love. He is my favorite Puerto Rican. He is our producer extraordinaire. Give it up for Ronald.
Oh, my God. Hey. I am not Mexican.
I said Puerto Rican.
Jesus Christ. But why do you play Mexican music?
It's not, man.
It is Mexican music.
This is called the Puerto Rican hat dance.
It is not. It is not. You want Puerto Ricans to call you for the rest of the show to let you know what that is?
Listen. Let's get into business here. We got a big show. My favorite Puerto Ricans in the house. Hello, Ronald.
Hi.
Welcome. We have a lot of naysayers out there who listen to the show and they say school shootings don't happen. I'm serious. We've got King Conspiracy. King Conspiracy Tommy gives us a call and gives us the latest conspiracy. And he says these shootings don't happen. He's nuts. But listen, if you really listen to the guy, you're like, he has a point. And then you really think about what real life is and you're like, no, that's not real. These school shootings happen, and the hard truth is a school shooting hasn't happened in, the past 2 months since we've been on quarantine. That should tell you something.
Well, there hasn't been any school.
Exactly. So how do you explain this years later if the school shootings don't happen? Like the cop who hid and was fired during the Parkland shooting. I mean, this was released about a week ago that he was now getting back pay and rehired as a police officer. And, you know, it's been on my mind all week, and I wanted to let the story go, but I just can't do it. So I got to ask you where you stand on this. So I'm asking you, where do you stand on this? I got to know. Welcome to the show. I'm Sean. I'm your host. Thank you for joining me tonight and each and every night. I appreciate it. We're live on youtube.com/Sean, or you can hit us up on Facebook on News 96.5. Go to our Facebook page. And let us know your thoughts on this story in our chat room. I can't see you, but you can see me. You see what goes on behind the scenes. It's kind of a fun place to go for our show. We got a great community there. It's all anonymous, so you can curse. It's wonderful. Places you can't curse. Well, let's talk about the app. You can download our News 96.5 app. You can leave us an open mic. Please don't curse there. Or you can give us a call, 844-220-0965. Again, we're live across the globe, but we are reporting out of Central Florida. Central Florida, your news matters most because you live in Central Florida. So, obviously. All right. Already, we've got people in the chat chomping at the bit to let me hear it about just school shootings and this guy, this cop who was fired and now he's rehired. Brandon in the chat says, kids shouldn't have to worry about getting shot at school. Amen, my friend. Amen. So here's the story. The Florida Sheriff's Sergeant who was fired for hiding behind a car during the 2018 Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School mass shooting, or the Parkland shooting, is getting his job back with full pay and even back pay. Brian Miller is getting his job back because his due process rights were violated when he was terminated. The dude made about $137,000 back in 2018, so he's getting a chunk of change. It's like a mini lottery. But granted, he must have had a tough time paying his bills all this time. So he's getting quite the paycheck now, and I got to hear your thoughts about this, all right? What do you think? You like this guy? You don't like the guy? You agree with him? Do you think it's common sense you hear gunshots that you just go and hide? I mean, yes, we understand that a police officer and all police officers sign up for this kind of work, but you're really not faced with any of this. Most police officers don't ever shoot their gun while on duty. That's a fact, son. All right? I know you might not be my son, but if you are my son and you're listening, I was talking to you. But that's the truth. So all of a sudden, this dude arrives at the scene. He hears gunshots. He puts on his bulletproof vest and he hides behind his car. Now, granted, we don't know what was going on in his mind. Maybe he's thinking about his family, right? What would you do? I know the obvious answer is, well, he signed up to do this. Yeah, okay, he signed up to do this, but also, like, I don't know, you're in the moment. You start thinking about things. You start taking things back, you know? But now, look, now he's getting his job back. Do we want that kind of person in a position where he might have to do this again? How do you feel about that? Meep, meep. All right, we got the Roadrunner here.
Yeah, that was him.
That's Mexican?
No, that was...
He was out of here.
Yeah.
He's like...
When you hear the shots.
You hear bang, bang. Meep, meep. Boom. Meep, meep. I'm out of here, dude. All right, we've got Jeannie. Jeannie, talk to me about this. What are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. I just learned the other day what a Marine... Marines have to do in boot camp. And if he was a Marine first, he would not be hiding behind a car because they have to be tough. And unfortunately, it's the hazards of some jobs. And if children and teenagers get killed and he's just sitting hiding behind a car, he's got blood on his
head. Wait a minute. Hold on. I get it. And I get where you're coming from. And I'm pretty well known for playing devil's advocate here because when people talk, all I want to do is I want to squeeze your face. I don't know why. It's just it's not you, Jeannie. It's just in general. My thought is like, okay, we get it. A Marine wouldn't have done that because they're tough. But now let's break down what it takes to become a Marine. Is it really that you're tough? Because think about it. You're saying, well, a Marine would have just gone in there, whether he gets shot or not. He's not thinking about it. So wouldn't you say that to be a Marine, you have to be psychologically abused to the point where life and death doesn't matter to you? And the answer is yes. That's really how they train them, is that you are willing to just die.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I agree. I don't know if I agree with, like, a Marine mentality being more courageous than this guy who we're saying hid behind a car. We weren't with him that day. We don't know what was going on in his head, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it. Jeannie, you're a woman of many words. Well, I mean, what would you have expected for him to do? You expected for him to go into the school, right?
Well, that too, but he should have been having a backup. A police should have a backup. Yeah. Why was he by himself?
He was lonely that day. Just a little lonely little man. No, I don't know. I don't have the answers. I don't know why he was by himself. But here's what they originally said, Jeannie. They said that he failed to coordinate or direct deputies' actions or a direct response for action for what was happening inside the school. So they basically said when he hid, he didn't really do anything. He hid and just went like radio silent. So do you think now that that is a means for him to get his job back? Because that's a different story. Dude's got his job back.
Well, then he should have a desk job, I think.
Maybe.
Really?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because if you're in a bank and there's a robbery taking place, would you feel safe if he was the first to show up to the scene?
No. No, we can't handle it. It just proves he can't handle the job.
Where do you think this guy's... I'm just surprised that he's able to go back to work because the mental anguish... Look, 14 students, 3 faculty members died that day. So you got to think, like, as somebody who had all of this press around your story, how do you just pick up and go, like, isn't that a big F you to everybody? Like, yeah, I don't really care. I got my job back. Shouldn't he, like, take his back pay and just, like, quit?
That's horrible because people died because he did nothing. He's got blood on his hands.
Do you think that the parents of the victims should sue the sheriff's office for rehiring him?
I don't know about suing, but he should retire. You know, I would feel he's dependable if this situation could come again, and it could. There's plenty of nuts out there.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, what do you think the solution is for gun control? So we never have another school shooting. Is it that we just do virtual school from now on? Tear down all the schools?
It works with some children if it doesn't work with others. There should be staff members that, there's a saying, the only thing against a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Yeah.
The Second Amendment, we have to have people trained to defend these kids, and they can't wait till the police, come, because by that happens, and too many kids will be killed.
So take it further, Jeannie. Do you think that we should arm teachers?
Those that want to be armed, they have to be trained. They have to, they're not going to, they have to pick it. They have to, choose. That's what they want to do, but to actually say, you're going to do that, they have to pick it. And but I think things like that happen so fast that by the time, in a normal setting, by the time they call the police, there's already kids down on the ground.
Yeah.
You have to be more prepared.
Well, thanks.
You have to be more prepared.
Yeah, thanks, Jeannie. Really appreciate it. Anything else you want to say?
Well, I've been working on editing my science book on turtles. I've been doing that, and then after taking care of 8 turtles and tortoises.
That's just crazy. You're part of my, you know what you are? You're like a Klitz nerd. You're like just part of this group of people who listen to the show and call in that are just out of control. You're a Klitz nerd. You know that? And that's a good thing. I'm happy to have you as part of the Klitz nerds.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Jeannie. Good luck on the book. And you need to stop eating. Listen, I know you're a fan of the turtles, but you frying the ones that are on their last breath and eating them, I don't think that's the way. You should bury the turtles. All right, you need to stop eating them when they die.
No, I keep kosher. The problem with the Chinese is there's so many endangered species because that's what they do in other countries.
They eat. They just eat whatever.
Yeah, and then now there's a lot of species in certain countries extinct and endangered, and because of this.
Yeah, stick to chicken, right?
Yeah, I volunteered for conservation programs. Turtle scientist in Oviedo. I was a volunteer there for several years, and up north in a state park. I've been involved in conservation programs, and there's a lot of species endangered, and a lot of species are going to be extinct, and they have to start breeding colonies.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
You're right. Listen, we need to save... I agree with you. Thanks for giving us a call tonight, Jeannie. We need to save the extinct animals and start eating turtles. I agree with her, and I think it's disgusting, but, I somewhat agree with her. All right, so we opened up a can of worms here and a can of turtles, and so now how do we stop all of these school shootings? What are your thoughts on this? What are your thoughts on this cop getting his job back? Come on, give me your opinions here. I want the strong opinions from you. If not, I'm just going to allow you just to speak your truth. That's why you listen to my show, and I'm okay with that too. So you know what? Give me a call, 844-220-0965. If you just have any sort of unpopular opinion when it comes to your friends, your family, your coworkers, all right? There comes a time, okay, where you can no longer hold back and you must
speak your truth.
So go ahead, speak your truth. Let me know what's on your mind, everybody.
The Sean Klitzner Show.
Hello, welcome back. Welcome back to the Sean Klitzner Show. We are just chatting, just having a little chat with you about the police officer who was let back into his job. He was given back pay. He was getting paid like $137,000 or something crazy like that. And, it's thrown a lot of people for a loop here because you expect to be protected by police officers. But really, a lot of times we don't get that from a police officer, period. And that being said, there's a lot of times that police officers are painted in a negative way when they shouldn't be. And I'm going to give you examples of both. So first of all, it doesn't matter this one instance. People have issues with police officers for any reason. People will complain about a police officer the moment they can. And I've had officers pull me over and they've been just nothing but nice. And to the point where, you know, I've asked to shake their hands. You got to ask everything, by the way. You ever get pulled over, hands on the wheel, just follow instructions. All right, that's my recommendation to you. And there's just some good cops out there, and they get really a bad rep for just a lot of different reasons. And this being one of them, you know, this doesn't make police officers, this opens up a conversation, a negative one about police officers. All right, listen, I don't normally take collect calls, but it seems like we're having a collect call in right now. So let's hear who this collect call is from.
Hello, this is a prepaid collect call from...
Kylie.
Oh, boy.
An inmate at Florida Correctional Institution.
We got an inmate.
Call is subject to recording.
From the loony bin. You cannot take that call.
It's a mental institution.
They're going to take it off my check, most likely.
Thank you.
I'm taking the call. Here we go.
You may start the conversation now.
Hello, Kylie. Are you still in the mental institution?
No, I stopped talking about this stuff. I'm out of there now.
Crazy Kylie.
Listen, she's taking her pills.
But why are you collect calling me still?
Oh, it's a glitch. They still think that I'm in the machine. The system still thinks I'm in there.
All right. Well, what can we do for you tonight, Crazy Kylie?
Well, I need to talk about the officer. I think there are some good ones out there.
Uh-huh.
I really think police officers are underrated.
Uh-huh.
They really need to get more praise and stuff.
Yeah. And
there's some good ones out there.
If you just got a beta watch. If you could replace a police officer with, I don't know, something else, would you?
I'd probably replace it with that muscular, someone really strong, maybe like the heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy weapons guy. I think.
Yeah. But why a human? Crazy Kylie, why would you replace with a human when we have all this autonomous technology at our fingertips? You wouldn't replace it with something else?
You could get like a turret. You could get like a turret, you know, like it could just shoot a target. It's
so that's it. So just a turret. What about a robot? Come on, talk about the robots, Kylie. Why we have you on the show.
Oh, yeah. Neurotoxin. That could get out the bad guys. Neurotoxin.
All right. Well, there you have it. Thank you. Give it up for Crazy Kylie. Thank you for giving us a call from the mental institution. Crazy Kylie, just always just such a pleasure having on the show. Thank you for calling us once again. 844-220-0965. Hopefully we have somebody sane on the line. It looks like we have Tara. Is this Tara?
Hey.
Let me ask, I'm
sane as far as I know.
Thank you. How do you pronounce your name?
T-E-R-R-A, Tara.
Ah. Oh, I got the big middle finger from our Puerto Rican producer here, who can never, he never spells names right. All right, Tara. Hello, Tara.
Okay, so I just have a scenario for you. So if you're on a plane.
Ooh, I like this. And
you're in a storm. Right, you're a passenger.
Yeah.
And the storm makes everything pretty crazy.
Okay.
And the pilot gets cold feet and freezes.
Okay.
Calls in, tries to ask for help. And the radio tower says, you know what? Don't do anything. And then the whole plane crashes. The pilot survives. Do you think that pilot should be rehired? Yeah, should he ever fly another plane?
His job is to fly
the plane.
Go ahead. This is a great metaphor, though, because in your metaphor, it almost talks to the point I was trying to make before. The answer is no, he shouldn't. But the answer is he shouldn't want to. You went through something absolutely insane. So everybody's talking about how this guy was hired back. And I don't understand how this officer is just willing to just go right back to work as an officer. If you love your job so much, you would have been in that school. You would die for your job, for your passion. You know?
Right. Like, I don't think you should be a parent unless you would die for your children,
Exactly. And, you know, I lived out in Los Angeles for, two decades, and I had a bunch of friends who, you know, a lot had kids. A lot of them are actors or in entertainment. And some of the couples were like, yeah, we're not going to have a kid. At least not now anyway. And people would question them. Why? Why wouldn't you? Well, because we want to live our lives and we'd be really selfish. And so, and I'm like, that's a great answer. Good for you. You know, you love your kids to the ends of the earth. You would do anything for them, or else, honestly, from Tara and my perspective, you're a bad parent.
Right. Well, and if you take a job, so if you think, like, what I do, I don't do anything that has a direct impact on people's lives. But so you have to be in a person that loves people, engages in people, and you know you're doing a job that's a service to others.
Right.
You're there to protect and serve. It's really okay if I don't like my job very much because I don't have a direct impact on people. I'm into data. But if I was someone who had a job to protect and to serve, whether I was a pilot, a firefighter, or if I was a police officer, I would take that job because I am already willing. I want to live.
Yeah.
To be in service to others.
And, you know, to correlate it, Tara, to what's going on right now with COVID-19, even in our community, you've got nurses and doctors going to work every day. You know, they're not right. hiding behind a car. That's a great point. Tara, mm-hmm. how old are you? Can I ask? Give me a range.
Oh, my God. So I'm 46. How old are you?
Whoa. Never ask a gentleman his age, Tara. How rude are you?
The Sean Clitzner Show.
Hey there. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Sean Clitzner Show. Now, we are going to wrap up this conversation we're having about, you know, the cop and hiding. And, you know, I've got one more open mic, and then we're going to wrap it
up. Hey, Sean, what's the difference between a hero and a coward? Nothing. On the inside, they're both exactly the same, both afraid of dying. But it's what the hero does that makes him a hero, and what the coward doesn't do that makes him a coward.
So this is a polarizing little topic here, but we're going to get into something. We're going to get into a little segment I love. It's called Action News. Now, ladies and gentlemen, do we have a very special surprise for you? Action News is now being sponsored.
No
That's
way.
Right. Yeah, buddy, we've got a sponsor.
You got your own sales department and everything.
That's
now?
Right, wow. Buddy, man. We've got a sponsor here for Action News. The CFA has sponsored this episode of Action
CFA?
News. The CFA. They've sponsored this episode of Action News.
Is that so like a government agency or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, yeah. So we got a little commercial from the CFA that this is who spent money to sponsor Action News. Here we go.
In the wake of the coronavirus pandemic, the frequency of school shootings is at an all-time low. But what will happen when the schools reopen? Fortunately, Conservatives for America has the solution. Our complete system includes everything you need to remove the most dangerous thing in your child's life, the school. Introducing the CFA Homeschooling Kit. From textbooks and pencils to tasers and fruit-flavored Ritalin candy, the CFA Homeschool Kit makes children's education a breeze. So stop worrying if a $12 an hour security guard is enough protection for your child and order our homeschool kit today. Because if anyone's going to kill, I mean educate your children, shouldn't it be you?
There you have it. Thank you to CFA. For sponsoring Action News. This episode of Action News brought to you by the CFA. Homeschool your kid and get a kit today. All right, I'm bringing you all the news in the way you need to hear it. Let's do this. A homeless man taken into custody today after attacking a couple with a machete.
What?
That's right. The arresting officer said that the man wasn't wearing a mask.
Oh.
He wasn't being safe out there. I don't think that's why he was arrested.
And that was the worst thing about it?
Yeah, that's right. Amid the country and economy opening back up, strip clubs have been promoting a masks-on, clothes-off approach to promote safety while stripping. What they have failed to mention is that putting a mask on doesn't stop you from getting genital herpes.
I hate
I know,
how that sounds.
I know. Always wear a condom, everyone, even while driving. You never know. Katy Perry says she craves Indian food during pregnancy, proving once again that pregnant women are the worst. No, they're the most dangerous. Come on. You're craving Indian food? That's terrible. Don't bring that food into my house. I don't trust any food where you have to answer what version you want based on traffic signal colors. Seriously.
What?
You go to an Indian restaurant, it's like, I want the green. No, I want the yellow. How about the red? That means stop. All right? Stop ordering Indian food. It's disgusting. Nothing against anything. This is not, by the way, hold on. Let's screech it again.
What if they were listening in an Indian restaurant?
That's okay. Listen, hold off. I don't want any emails or any negative calls. Did you hear what he said? He was being racist. This has nothing to do with race. Indian food is disgusting, as you may find pizza to be disgusting.
Who finds pizza to be disgusting?
Somebody out there thinks pizza's disgusting, and it's nothing against Italy or Italians. All right? Let's get back into it. Indian food's gross. And finally, theme park set to open here in Orlando, Florida in anywhere from weeks to a month or so. For a company to open, you'll need to make sure that patrons feel safe and free from any health issues.
Yeah.
It's a really low standard, as guests have listened to what a mouse has to say for decades. Heyo! Oh boy! That does it for Akshon News. Thank you. Thank you, Akshon News.
Everybody. I feel so informed now.
Yeah, now you know. You know everything going on. Let's talk about that last story for a second here. So the theme parks here in Orlando, Florida, what kind of safety measures you think they got to put in place in order for you to feel comfortable in going? What would it take? Like, do the lines have to be, 6 feet apart? How long are those lines going to be? Maybe everything's a fast pass through the app,
How about the ride?
The rides itself, are they wiping them down? Yeah, because the rides,
you have to sit next to each other.
The popcorn and pretzel people, are they putting on gloves for every transaction? They're taking your money. Maybe you have two people doing it, one for the money, one for the food.
Maybe they won't take cash like they're doing in most places.
Maybe it's just credit card. Are we going to an all credit place? Even then, it's got to be like wireless credit.
The Google Pay. It's the best thing. You don't even have to touch anything.
That's it. Apple Pay, Google Pay. Venmo has a pay system, PayPal. So what's going to make you feel comfortable to go to the theme parks? 844-220-0965. Listen, you're sitting there right now and you just thought of one answer we didn't say. And that's what this show needs right now. It needs you telling our community what we need when we go to the theme park. 844-220-0965. Let us know right now. Ronald, how soon are you going to the theme parks? You going to go quickly or no?
I was listening to an open mic.
What's up? Okay. I'm talking about the theme parks, man. Would you just go back? What's it going to take for you to go?
I love the theme parks. I just don't know. I would like to go first and just walk around and see what they're doing. Of course, with a mask on and everything. Just see what they're doing.
Yeah. I think this is going to be the least amount of lines ever. No, nobody's just rushing into the park.
Oh, no. I bet you people are going to go running to the park.
You think so?
Yeah, because everyone is going to be thinking the same thing. Oh, there's not going to be a line. I'm going to get an avatar. I'm going to ride it 5 times in one day and things like that.
That's true. Yeah, we do live with a bunch of morons in our world.
Exactly.
That's the problem. Everybody's just an idiot. If everybody just followed the rules, we'd be fine. But everybody thinks they're invincible. How many stories have you read?
There was a party last night I heard about, yesterday, about with 3,000 people.
It's unbelievable. And how many people do you read about where they go, the man who didn't, who believed, I just read this, the man who didn't believe in COVID-19, he believed God was greater than the virus, now believes in it because he has the virus.
Hey, of course.
Of course, man. People are dying. Yet we live with just a bunch of idiots. All right, 844-220-0965. We got Amp on the line. Talk to me, Amp.
Hey, Sean. What's up, man?
Not much, brother. What are you? Are you in a tunnel? A wind tunnel? What's going on?
I'm driving my car right now.
Ah, I got it. Okay, top down?
Nope, just really loud engine.
Got it. All right, what's up, man? Where are you headed? Whoa, easy. Oh, hold on.
Is he riding a lawnmower?
Easy. My chair's connected to the base. You just, completely turned on, Amp. You did that. You're responsible. Christ. All right, Amp, talk to me, man. What's on your mind, buddy?
I wanted to talk to you about the cop situation.
All right, let's take it back for a quick sec. We'll talk about that if you have a good, different, unique opinion. What's your thought on it?
Well, I talked to a show from a week or two ago talking about a previous experience that I had with police officers.
Yeah. And to remind everybody, Amp had a police officer incident where you were with a bunch of friends in a car, right? And they took all the friends out, but not you.
Because I would like to believe that it's because the rest of my friends in there were African American and I was the only white person.
Right. So you're the only white person in the car. You got to stay in the car. Everybody else was ripped out of the car and talked to. Any arrests made? Were there any arrests made on that, or they just gave him a hard time?
Yes, there was an arrest made for less than half a blunt.
Yeah, but wouldn't that like I don't know? Wouldn't that like get everybody? Shouldn't they have tested everybody?
Ah, man, you're cutting up.
Yeah. Oh boy, this is a nightmare, Amp.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to...
Call us back when you finish mowing the lawn.
My God, pull over or something.
You know what? I think I will.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, let's be safe here. I don't want you to... My God, that motor is so loud. All right, Amp.
All right,
talk to me, man. Thank you. Talk to me about this. Pulled over your motorcycle. Yep, and
the only white person in the car, and it's a crazy situation because I was the only one that had a knife on me.
Jeez.
I'm technically the most dangerous out of all.
That's right. All right, so what's your thought about this officer?
Let him hang.
Wow. All out, huh?
And probably not that. I want to make it known to him first that what he did was wrong before you hang him.
Yeah. Jeez, man. So I mean, why? Why do you go to the extreme with this? I mean, would you, if you signed up to do this, you're saying you would just sacrifice everything, you're guns a-blazing, just right into that school, try to stop this thing?
You're right. I probably would.
I mean, right? When you're faced with death, you're going to do different things.
When I'm faced with death and I see these kids around me and how they are in danger, it doesn't matter if it's one of them or if it's a student or if it's an adult, if they are harming other people and it is going to be a mass bloodbath, it is, you got to put them down quick. Jeez. can't cower
at all. Well, thank you, Am. Thanks. Get back on the road. Where are you headed, man?
I am headed to Claremont.
What are you doing in Claremont? Donut King? All right, I gotta go. Play the music.
I love you,
take care, buddy. Good for you, Amp. Living his real life, man. So happy in life, medically having marijuana. We got to say it's medical. What, he might have been snorting cocaine. I don't know what he's doing at this point. But
I don't think that's medical, though. We have an open mic.
All right, let's play it.
Sorry, Sean. This is Jimbo from Melbourne. Pizza, really? Pizza's kind of like sex. Even when it's bad, it's still good.
That is so right, Jimbo.
No, that's not right.
Sorry, Sean. This is Jimbo from Melbourne.
I don't want to hear it again.
Pizza, really?
You're gonna play it again?
Even when it's bad, it's still good.
He did an instant replay himself.
Oh, he did. He said it twice. Hey, take the best take.
Exactly.
I'm doing it twice. No, that's not true, man. Come on.
It is so true, Jimbo. I agree 100% with you.
Have you ever had bad pizza?
No.
Have you ever had bad sex? See? You have to think about it. You knew instantly.
No. Because I was just thinking about the pizza.
Yeah, of course you are. Listen, I've had bad pizza. There's pizza out there.
That is,
they don't cook it all
well,
the way
if
through.
You do pizza with pineapple, that is bad pizza.
No, that's Hawaiian pizza, man. That's delicious.
That is disgusting.
You are driving me crazy now.
That is disgusting.
First of all, there is such thing as bad pizza, all right? I've had it.
No.
Have you ever gotten food poisoning from pizza?
No, never.
Okay, I have, and it is bad. And so that was bad pizza. Second of all, pineapple on pizza is a thing.
Oh, no. It's disgusting.
Oh, my God. I can't stand you right now.
Also, eating bats is a thing in Wuhan. And see what happens.
Here's the thing. Listen, I've got more show, but I've got to stop this show. We've got some time left. I got to turn it over to the people. We're going to let them decide, man. If pineapple on pizza, and you
pineapple
can put whatever
does not go on pizza.
Pineapple.
That's the end of the conversation.
Oh,
that's the end of the conversation.
It is so delicious.
And pineapple with ham, that's also disgusting.
No, listen, pineapple on pizza, I need to know, all right? Pineapple and pizza. Give me a call right now, 844-220-0965. No, please help me shut him up.
The Sean Clitzner Show.
Hey, welcome back. We've got a couple of topics on the plate. On the what? On the plate. A couple of topics on the plate right now. I don't know if that's a thing. Listen, first of all, we were talking about first of all, out of all firsts of alls, a police officer, you sign up to be a cop, all right? You better be in there if there's a school shooting. That's kind of the consensus a lot of people are saying, and it's backed by this open mic.
Sean, this brings up a really interesting concept, and a lot of people might not like what I'm about to say, but when you sign up for a job like a police officer, a first responder, a nurse, a doctor, you know, doing your job does not make you a hero. You know, this guy should have been in there without any question. That was the job that he signed up for. And if he can't do that, then he has no right going back to that job.
There we go. He's there totally we go. Right. Preach. Preach, brother. You say he still has a right?
No, he's totally right.
No, he's totally right. Yeah. What he's wrong about is every time this man leaves an open mic, I know it's the same guy, because he has some sort of buzzer.
Yo,
what is that buzzing? What is buzzing, my man? You got to fill us in. Is it a beeper? Is it a
sounds like he's choking a chicken.
He's choking his chicken. I mean, what kind of buzzer is that, my friend? Come on, man. All right, we're also talking about the theme parks are set to open in the next month or so. All of them are talking about it. So I want to know your thoughts. What's going to get you back there? And finally, pizza. All right, we're talking pizza. Should you put pineapple on pizza? Is there such thing as bad pizza? I say yes. This idiot says no. Karen in the chat, I think, nails it. She goes, 7-Eleven pizza. That's terrible. And then she says, Hawaiian pizza is good. Just have to be in the mood. Nah. Kind of like sex. I think she has a point. Let's hear what Ruth has to say on the line, 844-220-0965. Hello to Ruth.
Well, hey, good evening. How are you, Sean?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. All right. Couple things.
Yeah.
On the topic of your pineapple on pizza, absolutely.
There we go. Ding, ding, ding.
And second of all, about theme parks, definitely people will go back. I will not go back if it's a mandatory mask and temperature taking. I'm an annual pass holder at Universal for, since the kids were a little, 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
But I'll request a refund if they're going to make that mandatory. I will not go back.
Wow. So this opens up a really good point. So you're saying if they are requiring you to wear a mask and take your temperature, you say no.
Correct. That wasn't the part of the deal when I bought the pass.
Yeah.
And they don't do it during influenzas. They don't do it during measles, smallpox, anything else, any other disease. They haven't done it from the beginning. Masks aren't going to protect me from the secondhand smoke from when the people are going to take off smoking. So, no, different ball game.
All right, so 844-220-0965. Do you agree with Ruth? Do you not? You bring up a really good point here. But can I ask you, what really is the big deal if they just, you know, put a little thing to your head to take your temperature?
My personal choice not to have it done.
Yeah. So you're going based on, but isn't it there? Oh, okay. So, I mean, we're playing this out here because it's their choice to say, well, you have to have it done. And it goes back to you, and you say, well, it's my choice not to be an annual pass holder then.
That's right. And when I bought my annual pass for quite a few $100s, that wasn't part of the deal. So, yep, you know, I know I'm not, that's what they need to do. That's what they need to do, but it's just not my choice, so I'd prefer not to go.
Would you feel safer going into the park if they weren't doing that to anybody? But isn't the argument what you're saying is that, you know, you just don't feel comfortable with COVID-19 because the theme park will feel comfortable not doing that the moment there's no threat. But you're saying you would much rather risk over a choice. You'd much rather just risk getting this illness.
Well, it was around a lot longer than when it was first discovered or publicly put out on the news and everything for months. It's no different than when people go to the theme park with flus or even stand in the lines with bad allergies and sneeze and hack and cough all over you. Kids are coming through and throwing up with, you know, stomach viruses and stuff. I don't think it's really that different than any other type of virus or bug that's gone around.
All right. All right. Well, Ruth, thanks for giving me your thoughts on this. Really appreciate it here. Have yourself a great
night.
All right. Love you, girl.
Love you, too.
All right. Bye-bye. Ruth, everybody. Ruth. Give it up for Ruth. I kind of agree with her. I like the concept that, like, Ruth is saying, hey, you're going to do this. I can choose just not to go into your theme park. I mean, I don't know what the big deal is. I think it's more of an issue with Ruth wanting more control is really what we're looking at, you know? Like, she just wants to, like, be able to decide. And it's like, I don't know. There's a piece of me that goes, who cares? What are your thoughts, Ronald? You agree with Ruth?
I don't.
The Ruth.
No.
The Ruth.
She definitely sounds like
the
that
Ruth
people
is
that
on fire.
When God. TSA got put in place, said, oh, we'll not fly anymore. And, of course, she flies. Yeah.
So you think she'll go back on her word?
Of course she will.
No, I don't know, man.
Yeah, of course she will.
Nah, that Ruth, she seems like she knows what she wants.
Yeah, she will.
You know?
She'll go back.
Anyway.
We have open mics.
We do. Let's play them.
Sean, pineapple obviously goes on pizza.
Thank you.
That is the great thing about pizza. Pizza is one of the most magical foods in the world.
There we go.
You can literally put anything on a pizza.
So wrong.
I have had a hamburger pizza before. Literally, that had ground beef, mustard, ketchup, pickles, lettuce, tomato. If you don't believe me, all you got to do is go out to California or anywhere on the West Coast. They will put anything on a pizza. I have seen clams on pizza.
This guy has definitely gone to the road cafe grill.
Yeah.
Roadside
that's right.
Cafe,
the roadside where you hit something,
exactly.
Hit a raccoon, the
roadkill, roadkill cafe.
That's disgusting. That's don't bring it up. I remember that. Hey, I got a quick story for you, man, before we wrap up the show. So this weekend, you know, we got 18-year-old. My 18-year-old lives in our house. He's going to be on his own. He's one of those.
Throw him out.
Yeah. No, man. I love this kid. He's a senior. So he's one of those kids who just didn't get everything that we all got as a kid.
Yeah,
look, life.
It's sad.
Some people say, hey, deal with it. That's life. But, you know, he's been through a lot. And this past weekend, we helped him get a car. And we surprised him. And the look on his face was just amazing. But he did have the line of the evening. Of the entire day, he had this line, and I haven't stopped telling people it. So I'll set it up for you. So we see the car. He doesn't know it's his, and the salesman comes on over, and he starts talking to him about the car. And my kid already knows everything about this thing, all right? He's been doing his research on it. This was exactly what he wanted, from color of the outside, color on the inside, features, everything. But the salesman is still pitching him, and he's being polite. Salesman's like, yeah, you got this safety feature, this safety feature, this safety feature. This car is fully loaded. And so I said, you know, I like my cars like I like my hot dogs.
Oh.
And my kid turns. He goes, safe? And my wife goes, no, Harrison, fully loaded.
The Sean Clitzner Show.